You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbontoni. It's National Lumpy Rug Day. What? Don't you hate lumpy rugs? Tony Kornheiser, at this point, I'll wear any rug. This isn't working. So if you got a rug, send it to me and let me try it on. Wilbon, do you remember the Leave It to Beaver show? Do you remember that show?
Yes, yeah.
Do you remember the character Lumpy Rutherford?
Lumpy
Wasn't that
Rutherford,
a great
yes.
name?
Yes, it was.
Lumpy Rutherford.
Leave It to Beaver's like on now. It's
really?
On now, every night. It's Channel 6, must be MeTV. Channel 6 here in Arizona. I watch too much Leave It to Beaver.
That's you live fantastic. In my childhood. Lumpy Rutherford, yeah. Eddie Haskell, Beaver. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Joel Embiid could return to the court. Joe Pavelski returns to the ice. And Kendrick Perkins returns as our guest for 5 good minutes. But we begin today with the Lakers going into San Francisco and beating the Warriors in the first game of that series, 117-112. The Warriors made 21 threes, which is normally enough to win, considering the Lakers made 6. But the Lakers made 25 free throws to the Warriors' 5. And Anthony Davis had 30 points and 23 rebounds. He played every minute of the second half. Wilbon, what did Game 1 tell you about this matchup?
Well, Tony, it reminded me of a lot of things I think that people who love and follow basketball ought to already know. But the great thing about the playoffs is you get confirmation over and over again for the best people and the best teams, like Anthony Davis, when healthy and on the court and asserting himself, which doesn't always happen, is a monster. Like LeBron James, even if he has no three-point shot whatsoever, and he has no three-point shot right now, he's probably around 20%, he still controls the game at nearly 40 years old. He controls the game. Steph Curry is a wonder. Even on a night where he gets double-teamed, he gets trapped and jumped and blitzed, he will find a way and he may kill you. Jordan Poole seems to be the captain of the irrational confidence team, and maybe we'll get back to that. And another one, Tony, that I'm reminded of is I'll take big over small. You can go out there with a small lineup all you want. I would not be reacting to small ball. I hate small ball. I know the Warriors have made it work to some degree, but when they won their best teams, they had bigs. Even if it was a guy like Andrew Bogut out there. I don't like small ball when you got guys like LeBron and Anthony Davis out there. We were reminded last night, great big players will beat great small players.
Yeah, so what Game 1 told me was that the Lakers have a far better chance of winning this series than I had thought going in, because this is the game. This is the exact script that the Golden State Warriors would write for this game. We're going to make
yes.
21 threes. We're going to win the game. A pile of threes. That's how we win games. And that did not happen out there. Let me just consult my notes for a second. When you make 21 threes and the other team makes 6, that's why you're the Splash Brothers, because you're shooters. You're not the Beef Brothers, as you're pointing out. You're not Bangers. You're not even the Property Brothers, which is apparently a big-time show somewhere. I look at the people on the court, and I see what you see, that the Lakers are thicker and bigger than the Warriors. They are at this point. So if it comes down to just strength, maybe that favors the Lakers. Look, how do we think of these teams? We think of LeBron as a truck, and we think of Steph Curry as a sports car. So if you're right, if big ball beats small ball, if finesse gets pounded by physicality, then it's going to go that way. And, Mike, that's a surprise to me. I was surprised by this game. This is the exact script the Warriors would have written.
Yeah, yes. But Anthony Davis is not always this guy. I don't know if
that's
right. Sustainable. Is it sustainable to have him play every minute of the second half? Remember, they're coming off lots of days rest, the Lakers, and the Warriors just played.
Yeah, they're tired. They had one day off after Sacramento.
And the Lakers were rested. LeBron and Anthony Davis. So they're not, it's every other day now. They're not going to have that kind of energy late in the game again. It's unlikely. But wow, I mean, what a game and what incredible performances. And like you said, Golden State, they had three guys with six threes. It's never happened before. So there are going to be adjustments, but don't tell me that Looney by himself is going to be turned into Wilt and just hold off the size of the Lakers. I don't believe that. I believe the Steve Kerr has some adjustments, and I don't know what they are. The Sixers and the Celtics are back on the court tonight for game two of their series. And barring any setbacks, newly named league MVP Joel Embiid, take that, Tony, will reportedly play. Embiid has been recovering from a sprained LCL in his right knee, but he did participate in shoot-around this morning. With the Sixers already having stolen game one in Boston, Tone, should they risk putting him, Joel Embiid, on the court?
I'll get to that in a second. I'm going to deal with the MVP issue first, because we've heard about your votes for years and years and years.
Yes.
Joel Embiid got 73 votes out of 100 cast. That's a lot more than I thought he would get.
First place
votes. Jokic, I think, got 15 first place votes. Antetokounmpo got 12. They're the only people you can vote for. I mean, let's face it.
That's
they were the best.
That's right.
Three all year. I would have voted for Antetokounmpo, as I have told you publicly and privately.
Yep.
Antetokounmpo's team finished first in the conference. Embiid's finished third. And when they went head-to-head, Antetokounmpo owned him in terms of statistics. So that's my speech on MVP, which you've probably heard before. Now, would I play him? If he's healthy, I will absolutely play him. Of course I'm going to play him. If the Sixers win this game and go 2-0 on the road, this series is essentially over. Now, Doc Rivers isn't going to play him if there's swelling in his knee. Nobody would do that. But what are you exactly waiting for? Why would you wait for game three if he's totally healthy? If you have a fear, Mike, that the knee will swell up after he plays, you're going to wait till game seven? To me, if he's healthy, you put him out there.
Tone, this is the conundrum. I would sit him. I would have gone to Joel and say, you're not playing. We're going to wait and give you time. Chances, yes, because a couple of days make a big difference. You're going to come back in game three at home. As a matter of fact, I'm sending you home. You're not in Boston. You're at home with your staff, with our staff, and all the subtleties and advantages that brings. You are with your people 24/7. You're not in Boston with a handful of people on a charter. No, you're going to play game three, and we're going to go up 2-1 and maybe 3-1 with you being closer to full strength that we can imagine and help you get there. Get out of here. You're not in. I'd have sent him home. I'm not sure I'd have let him come.
I wouldn't do that.
No. There's no chance. None.
I would.
Jimmy Butler, too. I would have said the same thing.
Yeah, if you're healthy, go out and play to me. If you're healthy. If you're not, don't you? Of course not. We move to hockey. Two playoff games last night. Both road teams won. Florida beat Toronto 4-2 in a game where Florida was up 2-0 and gave the lead up. And you're cracking, Wilbon. Beat Dallas in overtime 5-4. And in that game, Dallas's Joe Pavelski scored all four of his team goals. So, Wilbon, of these three things, the Florida win, the Seattle win, and Pavelski's four goals, which was most impressive to you?
It's probably Pavelski's four goals at 38 years old. A couple of them were tip-ins. It's amazing the way he's playing, Tony. But I'm a little biased. I watched all of the Florida-Toronto game. And I got to say, as somebody who's rooting for Toronto, Florida was pretty amazing. I mean, coming off, they could have had a letdown. It'd be, you know, you could understand if they had a letdown having just eliminated the Bruins and in Boston. And here they got to play Toronto in another just fanatic road situation. Yep. And they're up to they're up 2-0, and Toronto comes back to 2-2, and that place is bonkers. I mean, it was just really a thrill to see Toronto. You think they got momentum, and no, they don't. I'm going to go with Florida taking that 1-0 lead over the Maple Leafs.
I will say this about Florida. When you have to play Boston, the number one team in points in the league, and go right from that to the number four team in points in the league, that's a tough road to go. And they are. Florida at the moment is killing the original six. But I want to concentrate on Pavelski. It's not a record. He's the 35th guy to score four goals in a playoff game. Five guys have scored five, including two people you may have heard of, Mario Lemieux and Maurice Richard. But four goals in a playoff game, come on, that is absolutely tremendous. The oldest guy to do it, as you mentioned, at 38. And here's something, Mike, if you gave me 100 tries at this, I would not have guessed it. Pavelski right now is the active career third place guy in playoff goals behind only Ovechkin and Crosby. And I never put his name in that sort of company.
No, you wouldn't think he's in that group.
To me, that's a really big deal. And the only thing I'll say about the Kraken,
the
reason I stay away from them is I understand he lost, but that's the most impressive performance to me.
It is. It was.
I can't name anybody on the Kraken or the coach. So I stay away from them. Well, maybe they're Vegas. Kraken. Maybe in their first year they get to the finals.
Kraken.
Let's take a break. Coming up, what should we take away from the Knicks evening things up with the Heat last night? We're going to ask Kendrick Perkins.
We're also going to ask him about the Suns. And what now? What now that Chris Paul is hurt and may not be able to play? What now?
They're doomed. They're doomed. Chris Paul is doomed.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Let's get back into the NBA playoffs with our great friend from NBA Today, Mr. Kendrick Perkins. We're going to start with the Knicks. The Knicks even their series with Miami last night. Of course, the Heat, they didn't have Jimmy Butler, one of the greatest playoff players ever. So how should the Knicks feel about where they are right now?
Oh, they should feel pretty damn good, Tony. I mean, let's not forget, the Knicks won on the road last series. Matter of fact, they closed out the Cavs, I believe, in game six it was. So when I think about the Knicks, I look at the others. You know what you're going to get out of Jalen Brunson. RJ Barrett has finally started to be consistent. And Julius Randle, he came back last night, but he's much needed. But I look at Josh Hart. And I look at I think about the Pelicans, and I think about the Portland Trail Blazers, and they should be rolling over in their grave right now. To give up a role player like Josh Hart, he is the heart of all hearts when it comes down to doing everything that you need out of a role player to win basketball games. He is going to be the deciding factor in this series. He almost had a triple-double last night. When it comes down to doing everything across the board, diving on the floor for loose balls, taking charges, picking up guys 94 feet, not afraid of embarrassment, going to contest any and everybody at the basket, he gives this New York team life. Him and Jalen Brunson are tied together. Their chemistry is great, and those two are the leaders. With Josh Hart being available and being healthy, he is going to be the deciding factor, and this is why I give the edge to the New York Knicks.
Wow. Tony's just scared to get excited, Perk. That's his problem. He don't want to get excited over his team. Perk, Anthony Davis was enormous last night in every way imaginable, which is another reason I hate small ball, because I'm looking at the Warriors going, what are they supposed to do? Perk, what are the Warriors supposed to do against Anthony Davis with that small lineup?
They can't do nothing. Nothing. But can we get this Anthony Davis all the time? Like, Anthony Davis is a generational talent. We're talking about one of the most skilled power forwards to ever play the game of basketball. When he is locked in, he is up there in the same conversation with Giannis Antetokounmpo. So when I look at how dominant he is on both ends of the floor, the Warriors don't have an answer for him. It's just if AD decides that I want to be AD, this guy that's supposed to be a top five player in the league, or I want to be AD, a guy that's in the middle of the pack. The only person that has an answer for Anthony Davis is Anthony Davis.
Well, there's another team looking for some answers now, and that would be my Phoenix Suns. If Chris Paul is going to miss time, and it looks like he's going to have to with this injured groin, Perk, where do the Suns go to look for a guy to be their ring general, to be their conductor? What do they do now?
Well, boy, you know, I hate to tell you this, but, man, the Suns are dead bird tall grass, okay? They just don't have it. They just don't have it. And it started with Monty Williams last series by not trusting his bench. I don't understand how you have a guys like Terrence Ross and T.J. Warren, and you don't give them an opportunity. You need depth in case one of your top guys go out. But the way that DeAndre Ayton is playing right now, I just don't see y'all having it, right? He said something about 3 or 4 days ago talking about he runs on a Tesla battery. I'm like, maybe you need to change that into a diesel engine because Jokic is giving you that work. All the Suns need from DeAndre Ayton is for him to be Kevon Looney. Anchor the defense, be a monster on the boards, be a monster in the interior, be a guy that's going to finish around the basket, and he's not even capable of doing that. On top of that, KD has to elevate his game even more and match Devin Booker. He has not lived up to that in this series thus far.
Man, so it's a lot bigger problem than just Chris Paul, man. Oh,
this hurts me because I picked Phoenix as soon as they got, you know, Durant. And you're right. You're right in everything you said. We'll get you out of here on this. This is an interesting question. We have been pretty tough on this show on Dylan Brooks. But you don't like how word of him being separated out from Memphis came to light yesterday. What should the organization have done about Dylan Brooks?
Well, one, I think we all expected Memphis to move on from Dylan Brooks, and that's okay, all right? That's okay. But why at this time? Why is this information even out there? We're in the middle of the postseason. Free agency don't even start till what, late June, early July? Why is this even a conversation? And here it is again. This is a guy that has given you 6 years of his heart and soul. And he has had some good years in that organization. My thing is, if you're not going to sign him back, it's a way to do things. And that's not the way that you're supposed to, you know, say a goodbye to a guy that's been part of your culture. You don't put it out there like that. I don't know if the Grizzlies did. I don't know if his agent did. I don't know if another player did. But this conversation should have never got leaked, and it should have never been discussed at this moment anyway.
Thank you, Perk, as always. It's great to have you.
Perk, appreciate you.
Thank y'all, legends, for having me.
Let's take one last break. Still to come, did Lionel Messi earn his reported suspension from PSG?
And what should we make of the pairing for the next edition of The Match?
You know, Perk, I just think that Dylan Brooks, I think he made himself toxic. I think he talked so much, and when they lost, I think they just looked to blame him. You're probably right. It should have been done differently, but there's no...
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Happy time, people. Happy 27th birthday, Domantas Sabonis. Domantas is the son of the great Russian center and legendary Olympian 7'3" Arvydas Sabonis. Domantas was the 11th overall pick by Orlando in 2016 out of Gonzaga and was dealt on draft night to the Thunder, who a year later sent him to the Pacers. Indiana traded him to Sacramento in February 2022, and Sabonis, De'Aaron Fox, and Malik Monk helped lead Sacramento to the playoffs this season for the first time in 17 years. Sabonis, a three-time All-Star, averaged 19 points, 12 rebounds, 7 assists in the regular season. He shot 61.5% from the floor. But the Warriors held him to below those averages in their playoff series, and Kevon Looney outdid Sabonis on the boards, getting at least 20 rebounds in three different games.
You and I, I'm going to contend, sat shoulder to shoulder and watched the most important competition in the life of anybody named Sabonis. You agree with that?
Yeah, the Olympics. Yes, 100%.
Seoul, 1988, Olympics.
Yep. Happy anniversary, Matt Ryan. On this day 5 years ago, the Falcons quarterback signed a 5-year, $150 million extension, making him the NFL's first $30 million a year player. There are now 11 quarterbacks making more than $40 million annually, and Aaron Rodgers, Jalen Hurts, and now Lamar Jackson make more than $50 million. Aaron Donald and Tyreek Hill are the first two position players to make at least $30 million. Ryan, now 37, was set to make $35.2 million this coming season with Indianapolis, but the Colts benched him during last season and cut him in March. Ryan's long career now seems to be toast.
Yeah, Tony, you know, in some circles, they call that John Wall money. You don't have to be, you don't have to be a guy who's a rarity. And, you know, you can make that. You can. It's a little different in one from one world to the other.
Heavy trails the next 2 weeks for Lionel Messi. Paris Saint-Germain suspended their star for taking an unauthorized trip to Saudi Arabia after PSG lost to Lorient on Sunday. The squad had been told they would have Monday and Tuesday off if they won the game, but would have to practice if they lost. Messi, who planned to go to Saudi Arabia to honor his deal as a Saudi ambassador, went anyway and got this suspension. So let's ask ourselves if Messi cares. Of course not. He's won the World Cup. He's playing out the string now and will reportedly leave PSG after this season. Who will be surprised if Messi signs with a Saudi team like Ronaldo has? And the answer is no one. Saudi Arabia does so much sports washing, everyone in Riyadh must be wet.
Yeah, well, Messi will be wet. And we're talking about from the tune of $100 to $200 million.
That's right.
Somewhere in there. So what does he care about this two-week fine and suspension?
No,
at this point of his career, he can't. He'd be crazy not have gone on that trip.
And he won the World Cup.
AWOL.
That's the big one. He did that. All right, let's go to the big finish.
A's
rookie starter Mason Miller got pulled after 7 no-hit innings last night. I know you. You can't like this.
No, I hate that about baseball. I can't stand it. Receiver Randall Cobb will reportedly join his boy Aaron Rodgers with the Jets on a 1-year deal. Significant?
I think it is for comfort level. Yeah, I think it is. Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes will golf against Steph Curry and Klay Thompson in the next edition of The Match. Are you intrigued by that?
Other than Steph, that sounds like a podcast. I mean, I like hearing those guys. Maybe Klay's gotten a lot better. I should check on that. Rory says he needed time to regroup after missing the cut at the Masters. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's what I thought at the time. He was emotionally bereft. After that, that was bad. He missed the next week at Hilton Head and took a $3 million fine for it. Now he'll be back playing this week. Last one. Two games, game ones in the NHL tonight. Who you got?
I got the Oilers and the Devils in their respective game ones, Tony.
Okay. We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
And I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You know what's coming, right? Huh? Game ones, but first, SportsCenter.